Welcome to Female Inner Power, the podcast for women who don't want to choose between work success and life happiness. I'm your host, Nomi Melchior-Natan, leadership coach and courage catalyst. Each week, I will share a refreshingly honest conversation about how to trust your intuition, lead from female power in male-dominated spaces, and inspire you to be a more confident force for good in the world. Are you ready? Welcome, welcome to another episode of Female Inner Power. Today and the next 3 days, so 3 days in a row, I have something a little bit different for you. So this is an invitation for you to get an inside listen to something that I conducted as an experiment, as a mini course in January 2024 called Gratitude Expansion. And I absolutely loved the experience. The feedback was really incredibly special. And I just want you to get a chance to experience some of that magic. If you love it, you can sign up for Gratitude Expansion. The price is an absolutely easy yes. So if it touches you, you know, just go ahead and enjoy all 21 days of Gratitude Expansion. And it comes with bonus audios. One of the questions that came up while we were doing the original experiment was, well, how can I be grateful when someone behaves like an idiot? And I just love the realness of that. Hey, that's a real question. So that's one of the bonus audios because we need to tackle that. I first heard about gratitude, I think, back in 2007. And of course, that's not true because I learned growing up as a kid to be thankful and to be grateful for things. And in 2007 was the first time I more properly heard about gratitude from a more spiritual tradition, from a personal development angle. And since then, I have done a variety of gratitude experiments and I've enjoyed them and they've been okay. But I've never fully unlocked the power of gratitude. And I've sort of understood a little bit why all the spiritual teachers of any traditions through any time talk about gratitude and the power of gratitude. Sort of got it a little bit, but I never fully felt it. And then a number of things happened in the last 14, 18 months, and just I've gotten it, and I don't think I'm done getting it. I think there's more and more and more layers, but it definitely unlocked me in a new level. And this is why in January 2024, I was like, I want to share this. I want to create an experiment. I want to create an invitation. And so the invitation was 5 minutes or less every day, an audio into your inbox to invite you into the field, the frequency of gratitude and letting that expand into your day. And I just want to share the magic of that with you. One final thing, I want to read to you some words that one of the participants from the Gratitude Expansion Experiment in January wrote to me. She said, when I did a mindfulness course during COVID lockdown, I remember being told that humans are like Teflon with the good. All the bad sticks to us, but the good stuff don't stick. Hence, why practicing being grateful is very helpful indeed. Yet nobody really teaches one how to be grateful. So thank you for putting this wonderful course together. I think this is so true. We get told, you know, you have to be grateful or write a list of things you're grateful for, but it doesn't really teach you how to be grateful. So welcome to this invitation. I hope it will inspire you to practice gratitude today. Welcome to day 2 of Gratitude Expansion. Let's take a breath. And dive in. A little over a year ago, I heard a mentor of mine share how she had really unlocked the power of gratitude. She had listened to people talk about the power of gratitude, and she took it to a level in a way that I have never heard anyone share before. And she was at a time of her life where she wasn't working and she was alone. And so, you know, what she did was, I don't know, maybe easier or maybe harder, but what she did was that she set her alarm on her phone every 10 minutes. The aim was not to every 10 minutes to think of something she was grateful for. The aim was to see, could I hold the gratitude for a full 10 minutes? Not to beat herself up about it, but to be curious to see, could she expand that feeling of gratitude? So if she was grateful for something and she set her alarm for 10 minutes, could she hold that feeling for 10 minutes? I think this is an extraordinary experiment. And I'm not saying that that's what you're supposed to do today. That's not the task of today. But I want you to play with extending what we did on day one to kind of going, what if gratitude could be the background track of today? Or for that matter, my whole life. But you know how most of us have a background feeling, and for many of us, it might be some kind of anxiety or fear or low grade version of that. Or some people have a background track of anger or self-criticism or whatever it is. We often have a background track that we have inherited. It isn't the pleasant one, but it's there. And to shift that requires deliberate, continuous effort, and it doesn't happen in a day. And yet, what if today could be a day where you continuously throughout the day found moments of gratitude and then you extended? And I just love that idea of, what if I could stay grateful for something for a full 10 minutes? Can I hold that sensation for that long? This is not an exercise in feeling like you didn't make it. This is an exercise in playing with what's possible. Kind of like, you know, you have Play-Doh, how far can you stretch it? You have an elastic band, how far can you stretch it before it snaps? You're not going to snap, but you're just going to probably get distracted. Something else is going to happen, and that's okay. And then can you return back into gratitude, feeling grateful? Yes. And depending on whether you have done a lot of gratitude work, you might go, yeah, okay, I get this. Or if you're very new to gratitude work, you might go, oh, I don't even know what gratitude feels like. How do I know if I'm being grateful? Is it gratitude I'm feeling? Is it something else? That's okay. Be playful with it. Find your version. No one can go inside your body. Or maybe they can. And there might be science experiments now that can hook you up and check exactly which part of your brain lights up. But that's not what we're about here. It's about your experience. It's about your playfulness. And you feeling like, yes, there was a lot of gratitude today. I kept extending it. And then I got distracted. And then something else happened. And I felt something else. And then I deliberately chose to find something. I looked for something and went, I want to get back into that gratitude place. And like we said yesterday, it can be one thing all day. It does not have to be something new. You might play with finding lots of things, or you might just keep coming back to the same thing. Do it as much as feels good. If it suddenly feels like, oh, this is work, it's probably no longer gratitude. Then let go of it. Let go of it when it suddenly feels like, ah, oh, I'm working too hard on it. Let go and tell yourself, I did well. Because you went for it. So be playful. Be compassionate and loving with yourself, and play with if you can make gratitude a bigger background track today than it is normally, so that we can really extend and expand it. I hope you enjoyed this taste of gratitude expansion, and that it will inspire you to let gratitude be a much bigger part of your day today, and that you'll find all kinds of ways to really feel gratitude in your day today. I want to quickly share a snippet of some words that a participant from the Gratitude Expansion Challenge wrote to me. And she said this: I gained a skill which I didn't think was possible. I'm now able to feel gratitude for people that I simultaneously feel frustrated and angry with. The ability to be thankful for their X and angry for their Y at the same time has shifted something huge in my experience of relationships. Quite mind-blowing. And this has been my experience of how I have practiced gratitude this last while, and what gratitude expansion, what the invitation is, and what it's done for so many of the participants. It's way beyond what gratitude journaling ever has given me. And I think it's the intention of gratitude journaling, but for me, gratitude journaling has never created this kind of magic. So play with how to invite in more gratitude into your life. Let it be something that matters deeply. And if you want a deeper invitation and some more support around it daily for 21 days, then definitely check out, sign up for Gratitude Expansion, because it really is an invitation into more gratitude magic. And you can find all the details in the show notes. So just look in the show notes and there'll be the right links to click. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe so that you get notified every time there's a new episode. And I would so love it if you would write a quick review, as that really helps others to find and trust the podcast. You can do that at lovethepodcast.com/FIP. And remember, no matter what's going on around you, it only takes a single breath to start grounding back into your power. So, let's take a breath. Feel your power. And go spread the magic.